This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Boker Tov. Chamishi of this week's Parsha is continuing to bring for us different kinds of tzarat. It's actually moving to speak about the tzarat harosh o azakan. But I want to touch something that appearing in our aliyah, and that's the pasuk of Lamed Gimel. It says, "V'hitgalach v'tanetek lo yigaleach v'izgir hakohen et hanetek shivat yamim." So that's in the word "V'hitgalach." We have a big letter Gimel in the Mesorah. As we know, anytime that there is a big letter or a small letter, etc., etc., so there is a reason for that, that it's like that in the Mesorah. And the Gemara in Kiddushin, and Daf Lamed actually bringing an interesting sugya that referring also to this letter of the Hitgalach, says the Gemara, after the Gemara discuss what a person supposed to, how's a person supposed to spend his time in terms of his Torah study. So the Torah says, "Leolam yeshalesh adam shlish shnotav, shlish mikra, shlish mishnah, shlish talmud." Meaning that a person should divide his time, the time that he dedicate to limud Torah, he should divide for shlish mikra, shlish mishnah, and shlish talmud. And the Gemara have a discussion how you're supposed to know how much you're going to live, but that's after that, the Gemara says, "Lefichach nikra'u rishonim sofrim." The previous generation were called sofrim. Shayu sofrim kol ha'otiyot shebatorah. They were counting all the otiyot shebatorah. Shayu omrim vav de gachon. Vav, the letter vav of the word gachon, chetziam shel otiyot. That's the middle letter of the Torah shel sefer Torah. Darosh darash, chetziam shel tevot. That was our friend Joseph. Remember that when Rabbi Sassman was speaking about Darosh Darash. And Vehid Galach, the word Vehid Galach that we have in our Aliyah with the big Gimel, Shel Tzukim. Okay? And the Gemara goes also to count the different, about Tehillim, what was the middle of the word, etc., etc. But then the Gemara asks a question. By Rabbi Yosef, okay? He's asking it first of the letter, and then he's moving to the psukim. Says the Gemara, by Rav Yosef, Vav de Gachon, mehai gisa, or mehai gisa? Okay? The Vav of the Gachon, and the same question we cast or in our Vehid Galach, okay? Is that the last word, or the last letter, or the last pasuk of the first half? Or that's the first one of the second half? Okay? That's what he asked of Yosef. And his student, okay, Amar Lei, Neite Sefer Torah Ve'imnu. Let's bring a Sefer Torah and count, and we'll see. We'll know the answer if it's the last letter of the first half or the second letter of the second half, right? So the answer of Rabbi Yosef, he says, Amar Lei, Iniu Bekiei B'chaserot Ve'eterot Anan Lo Bekiei. Okay, they knew when you have chaser and yater, if you have an extra letter or missing a letter in the Torah, they had the right Mesorah. We don't. And even on Psukim, that this is our case, the same question, his student asked him, so let's, about the Psukim, at least we can know. Let's count the Psukim and we'll know if the second, he says no. Even that, and they bring a proof that there is a Pasuk that in different Mesorot was divided, not divided to different Psukim. Now, what is the message that I'm taking from this Sugya? Okay, I'm taking two messages. A, that, the level of bekiyut that we need to have in the Torah, the level of a perfection that we need to get in Limud Torah and the deepness that we need to get to Limud Torah is endless. Even to the extent that in their generation, the previous generation, they got to a level that every letter, where it's located in the Torah, every pasuk, if it's in this half or that half, have a significant. And we need to think about it, that we have a lot to learn and to aim to get to the level, and we shouldn't just, rest and says, I learned enough and I know enough. No, there is more layers to reveal, more layers to learn in order to really get the Torah to become, you know, something that we expose from all different levels. Obviously, it's endless, so we will never be able, but at least as much as we can. But actually, I want to take also another message. Another message for us. Already Rav Yosef and his student felt that they're not in the level of the previous generation. And I think that, you know, that's giving us, you know, a lot of time. We're looking on, you know, people that really dedicate their life, you know. We just lost Reb Chaim Konevsky, right? A person that, according to what his family, Talmidim, etc., is telling us, right? He was finishing the whole Shas, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Bavli, Yerushalmi, etc., every year, meaning that was his cycle. He was learning, I don't know, 20 hours a day or something close to that. You know, something that we can't even imagine. Every day, day in, day out, without exceptions, right? But, so maybe we cannot be like that. Maybe, you know, but Rav Yosef also felt that he's not like the previous generation. And I'm sure that didn't stop from Rav Yosef to understand that he still have obligation to continue and learn as much as we can. And we know that Rav Yosef appeared in all the Shas as one of the great Amoraim that we had. Okay, so maybe we cannot be Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And maybe we cannot be, you know, in that level. But we still have the responsibility to try to get to much as we can and to realize that there is more layers there to reveal. And that's the two messages that I think important to learn from this Gemara and from our Aliyah. Have a great day and enjoy your Rabbein time.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.